pasuk begins, Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to gather together the Yidden? Why was this assembly necessary? The next pasuk is, Sheishes Yomim, Azhara of Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah that's been commanded earlier already, Matan Torah, and even earlier in Mora. Why was it Inyan to Sheishes Yomim, Teyasa Melocha, B'yom HaShvi Yelachem Kodesh? Why do we need the Azhara of Shabbos again? And then thirdly, the question that really begs for an answer, what is really the whole Tachlis of Parshas Vayakel? Are we merely repeating all the Kalim of the Mishkan that had already been explicitly detailed in the earlier Parshas of Truma to Tzaveh? But the answer is, what's unique in Parshas Vayakel is where the Yidin actually came along and bought their Nedovas. And every Yid bought whatever was his Liboy was Nimshach to. There were all different matanas. There's matanas to men, matanas that the men bought, matanas that the women bought. But the bottom line was, the common denominator was, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayakel, "Vayavoyu kol isha shenesoy liboy." Everyone bought what their heart, every heart, every Yiddish heart has a different Mashiach, has a different area of Avodas Hashem, has a Mashiach to a different type of Ruchni, has a different area in Avodas Hashem. And basically the Mishkan was made up of all the different Chalakim of a Yid, and all the different Chalakim of the Avodah of a Yid. And when they all came together to the Mishkan, we realized how all the different Avodas of a Yid and all the different Chalakim of a Yid are all, as long as they're Tachlis, or Vachi, Chav, and Libra, and Hashemayim, are all the Helag Avodah. The whole din of Bavachi Chavin Libel Hashemayim is a Mishkan Dika Halach by Korban Minchav and Oni and Nefesh Kisakri v'Chazal Lanar Echad Amar v'Echad Amamed v'Bavachi Chavin Libel Hashemayim. As long as the Yid's doing it for Te'elis, as long as the Yid's doing it for Ruch Nistika Te'elis, the whole inin of the Mishkan B'Samigdash was to bring Korbanos. Korbanos is Lashon Kirva. Kirva is every Yid feels he gets Kirva Siliki through a different Avodah, through a different mitzvah. And what happened in Parshas Vayakel is that the whole Klal Yisrael bought their Chele Kol Hashen Asai Liboy Meiz Kalisha Sheidven Liboy. They bought their heart. They bought the Chele that their heart has a desire and has a chukka to see. And then all, when it's Nizgale all together, so then we see the Tachlis, all the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, all came together, and that was the Mishkan. And we've discussed before, that's why the Mishkan had a lot of Tcheles. Tcheles is in Lashon Tachlis, because the Gemara says in Menachos, Tcheles doim el yam, yam le rakia, rakia doim el kisei hakovod. The Tachlis is to get to the kisei hakovod. Every mice of a Yid has to be geared, has to be channeled, has to be moving towards the reaching the kisei hakovod. Hermeda, therefore, if whatever Yid's avoide is, as long as he's Bivachi Chav, and Libel Hashemayim, so that's the Bechin of Tcheles. That's taking every action that he does to the Kisei HaKovod, which is where Tcheles takes everything. So Mamela, therefore, the Mishkan was full of Tcheles. The Mishkan was the house of Tcheles, the house of Tachlis. We've given a mashal before to a person who builds a house. And he first brings big windows and small windows and big doors and small doors, wide doors, narrow doors, different types of tiles, and a person says, why didn't you just make it symmetrical? Why didn't you just make it straight? The same size windows for every room, the same size doors for every room. He answers and says, wait till we build a house and we'll see how even the little windows were important. Different rooms, the back rooms, the bathroom has a little window, a salon has a big one, the front door, front of the house has a big door, the other one has a small door. Everything has a mokum. The Mishkan is where even the small windows, even the Korban Oni, that represents even somebody who's an Oni Bedas, even somebody whose whole chukka to Rabbeinu Shalom is just to daven. He can't learn, but he davens and he sings to Hillim to Rabbeinu Shalom. It's small, but if he's Mechavad Libel Hashemayim, it's not small, it's big. It meets together with all the other avodas of Klal Yisrael. Whatever the Mishkan represented in Mokoyim, in place, the Heilige Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, represents in Zman. During the week, everybody's Isaac in his own bechinas. Like, you know, they say that during the week, everyone davens in a different shtiebel. And on Shabbos, you come together and you come to your mashu, which is kavua. During the week, every Yid is busy with his own thing. Shabbos, ate gidashtes yom ha-shvi l'shmecha, tachlis masa shmayim moritz. Shabbos is the day of tachlis. Shabbos is the accumulation of all the Yid's avoida of the sheishes yomim teyasa melacha. All the avoida, all the melacha's ruchni, all the chukas, of all the yearnings, of all different Yidin, in all different fields, one in learning, and one in chesed, and one in avoida and davening. And the other, everyone's got his own chukken, everyone's got his own avoid, everyone's got his own kolish ashenasai liboy. On Shabbos, all these come together, and they form a beautiful melody. That's why in the Mishkan, And also on Shabbos we sing a lot. They sang in the Mishkan, the Levim, the Duchanam, and we sing on Shabbos because an orchestra is made up of high notes and low notes and all different musical instruments where each one on his own is nothing special. But together it's beautiful. Together it shows the tachlis of each and every instrument. Sometimes you need this one, the high note, and sometimes you need the low note. And that's the bechina of singing, of shira, of instruments. And that's Shabbos is a man of singing zmiris. The Mishkan was a place where they sang, where there was Levim, where the Beshiram of Azimram. And that's what Parshas Vayakel is all about. Sefer Shmois is a Sefer, there's a lot going on. There's the Yeridus and the Shibud, then there's Klal Yisrael all the way up, and then there's the and by Matan Torah, and then there's the Eagle going down, and there's a lot going on. There's high tunes, there's high notes and low notes. But the end of Sefer Shmois is where everyone, this one steigt from having a Psa Yerida on a Soin Chas V'Shalom, and the other one just goes higher and higher. Each different Yid has his own, as long as it's a Tachlis, as long as he's Mechaven L'Shem Shemayim, Avat Shechaven Lim L'Shemayim, his every Avodah has a Mokoyim, and every Avodah accumulated in the Mishkan. Every avoid of Klal Yisrael accumulates on Shabbos together, and that's why Vayakel Moshe. That's why this is a parasha that the whole Klal Yisrael has got to be there, because the whole Klal Yisrael has his part, whether big or whether small, has his part in Avodas Hashem, and that's the end of Sefer Shmois Taka, the end of Sefer Shmois, and that's why it begins Vayakel, and then straight after that comes Shabbos, and straight after that comes all the different Eden bringing all the different tools and all the different required kelim for the Mishkan.